All right, we'd like to welcome everybody to our school board meeting today. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. It is 3 o'clock, and we are located at the Sevier District office. Those in attendance are board members Rick Orr, Jill Porter, Vice President Ryan Savage, Jack Hansen, and myself, John Foster. From the administration, Superintendent Dr. Kate Douglas had a prior commitment, is asked to be excused. But in attendance, we have Assistant Superintendent Mike Willis, Business Administrator Chad Lloyd, and Executive Secretary Krista Nielsen. And I will conduct the preliminary. Our righteous eternal Father in heaven, we're thankful to thee for this beautiful day that we have and the opportunity we have to meet together as a school board. We're thankful for the many blessings that we receive living in this area and for the children that we deal with and have to concern over. We're thankful for them and for our teachers and for their parents. We pray that as a school board that we might have their best interests at heart and making the decisions that we're faced with. We thank thee for all the blessings that we receive at thy hand, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will dispense with the open meeting training roll call since we haven't had a chance to do that today. We'll move on to the consent agenda regarding the approval of minutes and the other items on there. Is there any questions or comments or discussion from the board on the consent agenda? Usually we have student recognition on there. I'd just like to briefly acknowledge South Sevier Drill Team for taking state. We'll talk more about that in our upcoming meeting. We'll be sending out letters of congratulations to all those girls for a job well done. Is there anything else on the consent agenda that anyone would like to bring up? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion that we accept that consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is the public comment on our upcoming 26-27 fee schedule. I don't see anybody in the audience that wants to comment on that. Is there any comment from the board or from Chad? Okay. Then this is going to be brief. We'll move to our items from the board, and in the superintendent's absence, we'll turn time over to Assistant Superintendent Mike Willis.
Are you getting going to your items, or there are board items to discuss?
Oh, yeah.
John, did you see? I mean, there are some.
Were there items from the
some board items to discuss?
Overlooked that. Board scholarship discussion.
I'll bring it up when I get up.
Sorry, Mike.
So that's on there. If you remember, when we had a closed meeting, I want to say back in June, or maybe even last year when we were reviewing these, it just got brought up. John, I think you had some concerns that you wanted to discuss with the full board about.
Yes.
How we do this, how you guys do this, and how many applications we review. Now, that time I said, let's just put it on a future board agenda, so the time is now for that. If you wanted to open up that dialogue or have a discussion. Because I believe the schools will start collecting those applications here within the next month or so. So if there are any changes or anything you guys wanted to do differently, then now would be the time to decide that.
All right. My concern was I think the school was trying to do us a favor by only forwarding us two of the applications and giving us their recommendations. And my interest was I would like to see all of the applications. I hope there would be several. Since that's our scholarship, I would just like to see who all has applied.
So one thing just for context, so I just asked Krista, I'd sent out an email or a text to the schools and hadn't heard anything back, but Krista actually had the data. So last year, for example, Richfield High received almost 40 applications. South Sevier High received 15, and North Sevier High received 9. That gives you an idea of how many you would be reviewing if you wanted to see all of them. One comment I remember from my, and I don't remember the board member, if it was several board members that said this last year, but there was some concern about how do we know if what they're putting on these applications is accurate or not, if so-and-so really participated in FBLA or really served on the town council. That's where I would say we need to rely on the schools to review them and give us their top applications, because we don't know the kids like the schools do, and they would be able to rank them in a manner that we would know if it's trustworthy or not. They would screen them, but anyway, I think that gives you some context on how many applications you might be reviewing or not.
That's true. I remember last year there was some concern about students embellishing their involvements in some of the areas, and really, I guess the only way we can control that is from the school, if they'll screen for that.
But isn't that what the counselor should be doing? Is going through them if they're breaking? Like, I looked at 3 in North Sphere last year, and I was surprised when you said they had 9, because there were, out of the 3, there was 1 that was done the right way. Mm-hmm. And I hope and I was really disappointed, and hope North Sevier would kind of do better this next year.
Last year seems like it was maybe one of the, I don't know, skimpy, I don't know what the word is, but I think when we originally upped the ante a little bit on the scholarship and had some discussion a few years ago, Mr. Hells was here and John, and there was some discussion, we had went to where the schools would give us their top 3 out of whatever they had sent. So if North Sevier is only sending over 1, I don't know why we only got...
You got three, but one of them was the other two. I was like, oh my gosh, we're in trouble if this is it.
The year before that, just so you know, North Sevier High, they had 15. So last year was a little bit smaller.
Just a bad year.
Yeah.
They had how many?
15.
Well, maybe what we need to do is encourage the school, let them know our concerns, and make sure that they take time to verify the applicant's activities and make sure that they're legit.
Yeah, we can definitely communicate. I would hope that they're, I would think that they have a committee that they're doing this with, that they would be doing those things.
Most of the time they've told me anyway that there's usually 3 or 4 in their committee. It's usually the counselor, the principal, and then like a teacher or two that are involved.
All right. Well,
do you want to keep it at the 3 that we're reviewing, or do you want them to send over?
What if we compromise?
A few more.
Five.
Go to five.
What if we went to five? What would you think of that?
That would be fine.
That's fine.
I think we've been doing it. We've just been doing it in closed session, which is probably still fine. It might take an hour or so, but it's definitely a closed session type thing. But bumping it up to five, we could probably just do it during normal board meeting instead of having a separate work session.
Yeah, I don't think we want to review 40 applications, probably.
No.
Well, the problem is we don't know those kids. Yeah. I mean, you can read it, but
yeah.
The people who work with them are the ones that need to review it and nail it down for us.
Okay.
Could the five, select five, maybe, like Jill said, the counselor can maybe give a recommendation of, you know, they know the kids, like you're saying, right? Maybe they could give some sort of hierarchy of recommendation, not that that's the final, but gives you a little bit of insight into get it that level.
What about putting something on the application that says, you know, in addition to asking what their community service has been, asking who can verify that? I mean, maybe it's with a church group or something that the school person may not even know whether that's true or not. Who can verify this phone number and that they could check if they wanted to? Maybe they'll just.
Even having kids. That on there, knowing that it's a possibility to be checked, that would screen a lot of that if there is.
Well, that's what I'm wondering if it would, so yeah. The kid wouldn't just say, Honor Society planned this, did all this activity. That's kind of
they'd have to see an application or if they're listing their service opportunities.
You're not even in the Honor Society. Just
who was supervising that and their phone number?
Yeah.
I mean, he can even state any faults with the automatic qualification.
Yeah. Could we do something like that with the application?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We can look at it and see how we can word that.
Yeah.
You could have like a verification signature.
That would be.
Talking about National Honor Society, then.
That would be a pain, especially there's a lot of kids that are involved in
the school. Like that's where the schools, I think, would know. Like if it's school related, like the counselor is going to know if that kid was in National Honor Society or SBO or whatever.
But are they going to take the time to go through every one of them, or just kind of skim them? This one's great.
Yeah, I hope they're taking the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That time of year, I don't know. Look at them and say, oh, this one looks like it's well written.
I like this kid.
Well, and some of them, they've tried to not always pull the kids that have received several scholarships.
I know.
But sometimes they don't know even if the school or if the student's getting a scholarship. Sometimes it's a surprise.
$35,000 in scholarships already.
Yeah.
But I mean, those are the kids that'll put the time in. But
for sure.
You want one that's just, really trying and doing all the things.
Just like hovering right there. Yeah.
But they just need a little help.
And it wasn't what we were trying to reward or accentuate was service to the school community.
So that should be what they're looking at.
Yes.
Is the top who's given the best amount of service and opportunities here.
Yeah.
We can go back with the application, look at it, reiterate to the schools these are the things we're looking for.
Yeah.
Tell them to send us their top five instead of their top three.
Yeah.
And then let's move forward that way.
Let's try that for a year.
Yeah. Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Other notice is the retirement dinner, April 29th at Steve's Steakhouse. You could all agree to that.
I know what you called me.
And then there was this letter from the superintendent in Logan School District. Probably all read that. Should we read that into the minutes, or what would be appropriate to do here?
I can put a copy in the minutes.
So just acknowledge it, that it was some very nice things said about our superintendent and what a great job he's doing, you know, not just for our district, but really for the whole state. We're very lucky to have Superintendent Douglas. Really benefited from his leadership, good things that he does. All right. If there's nothing else, we'll try this again. Mr. Willis.
Remember, we're on record pace here, too, for the shortest board meeting ever.
Just make it like the Cedar Ridge graduation.
Yeah.
Warmed up. And we start talking that
Cade's not here, so we can break the record.
Staying pressured on me, because I know he's not going to take a lot of time. So, all right, here we go. Just real quick, I just wanted to touch on through the data gateway. I bring it up quite a bit, but there's different working parts in the data gateway. But the accountability piece for the school report card, quote unquote, is now at public release. Hopefully, you had a chance to open that. I'm just going to give you a quick example. Actually, I want to go up here so I don't lose my page. If you do pull it up, it's open to the. I've logged in, so this is my. I have access to quite a bit of stuff on here, but. Everybody can go in and pull up Sevier School District, or if I click on school report card, when I put in Sevier, it'll pull up just our schools. Just randomly grabbed one here. Monroe Elementary, if you look over on this side, if you're curious, profile will give you kind of the demographics of the school, the location, mapping. Student body, so forth, different subgroups. Shows on this page that school in particular is 49% economically disadvantaged, which comes from our free and reduced lunch counts. 17% students with disabilities. ELL students, 1%. Those are, and we do have a handful of kids that come through the system that move here that do not speak English, but even with the limited resources, I think we do a great job in our district. Finally got the principals convinced that you don't need a translator to sit with a kid one-on-one the rest of the year. You put them in and they rise to the top. You take away the crutches and they figure it out. The first couple days there might be tears, but ultimately that's when we send whoever's there, Tiana in this case, she'd go over, get them enrolled, talk to them, get them calmed down, and then our people are really good, and they've quit calling because they know this is kind of the best way, best approach. But you see, it's a very small percentage of students that we get that way. Anyways, the demographics page, what I want to get to is the performance side of things. So it gives you just a quick, remember several years ago they went away from actual letter grades, which we didn't like anyways, but this just kind of gives you a snapshot of the school's performance, which if you look at, like, it gives you kind of this little meter here. It says typical on achievement, but very high on growth here. Monroe Elementary does really well. A lot of times you see the breakdown of English, math, and science. I could dig deeper into that, and it shows you in comparison to the state and the district. For instance, English, we're sitting at 45% school-wide, so all the grades combined. District's 46, and the state average is 44, but then you drop down to math, and they're head and shoulders above in math, both the district and the state, and so forth. You go down the line. Each of our schools have places they can celebrate, places that maybe we could look at. If I was the principal of this school, I'd look at English Language Arts and say, okay, what can we do to get those numbers? I mean, they're right on target, but we could do better. So I would look at that and,
And if I was a leader in that school, I'd say, okay, let's start focusing on our sacred literacy block in each of our elementary schools, and in that one in particular, make sure to hold the teachers' feet to the fire when it comes to they're keeping that time sacred, and they're really working through all the aspects, especially with the new letters program and so forth, to get kids where they need to be. But it gives you some trend data over the past 3 years and a slight decline, but Monroe Elementary is generally pretty high, so that happens. It's tough to maintain that, but they do a really good job. So anyways, I just wanted to point out that just went publicly live a couple of weeks ago, and so others can, you know, anybody can pull that up and look at those numbers statewide for any of our schools. Moving down to assessment, we've completed our middle of year assessment, so we will be up against the end of year assessments not before too long. One thing that's going on right now is our WEDA testing, which is for our ELL students. I've kind of talked about this last couple of years. We've had some issues with our numbers-wise where we don't have a high enough number, and so funding is very limited that way. And so we've moved some people. We've got some things in place right now. We brought Tiana Lopez. You'll remember that name from a few years ago. She was outstanding, and then she got her teaching degree, went to work at Richfield High School as a teacher. And then she started having a little family, and as a result, she decided she wanted to be a mom for a few years. And so I have a good relationship with Tiana, and so I called her and said, I need you to come and just do the testing, and she was more than willing. So it's on a limited time, but I would take Tiana on limited time than I would take a lot of people on a full-time basis. She is outstanding, does such a great job. So she has through the end of February to do our WEDA testing with her ELL students. We have the ACT just around the corner coming up, and so we'll be doing that and then move into our summative assessments towards the end of the year. Moving down the line, sophomore course awareness and training. This is something that, if you'll remember, I, for several years, hired several people to do this. LaRon Ware, you'll remember, he had retired. I brought him out to be this. And then we moved it in the direction of Tammy Anderson, our innovation specialist, to her. Julie Alger has kind of joined the team, and Christy Orm from up at Snow. They go in and not just help sophomores that are getting ready now that they've got a lot of their basics covered in their freshman and sophomore year, but they're registering for their junior and senior, so they have a lot of options. We want to give them some sort of awareness or understanding what those options really do for their future, and so they do a great job with that. They sit down and they go through all this with every sophomore in the district. It takes them about a week and a half, and it's been very successful. We don't get near the calls from senior parents that say, if I would have known, I would have had my kid take this math class or that class. Now they get one more shot at understanding it before they come in for registration at the local high schools. And now we got a few surveys left for the year. In the spring there, the Educator Engagement Survey, Digital Teaching and Learning Survey, and the Admin Evaluator Survey. So we try and space those out the best we can throughout the year, because we hate when our kids are surveyed or educators are surveyed to death, but it is valuable data that we get from that, and we use it to kind of know where we are and what we can do better and so forth. And so they're very short surveys generally, and it does provide us with good information. And the last thing that I put up there, and I know I bore you with this one, but our Solution Tree PLC conference is coming up in June. We also have IRSA coming up in the summer, and so we're just working towards getting everybody through that process and developing and improving our PLC program so that collaboration is the key to success district-wide. I think it's served us well. So that is all I have. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Just a comment, maybe. I see that the legislature is kind of targeting their third graders in the state, making sure that they can read, and maybe threatening to retain them if they can't. And based on our RISE testing and Acadian's testing, I was wondering if you have any comment about that. Should we have any concerns about
I think we're moving in the right direction. When you start looking at the Acadians piece there, that's kind of what they're going off of for the most part. And the numbers are up. Will they get to the 100% mark? I don't know. They might change the target a little bit. It's going to be a little iffy. I know they've made that threat over the past however many years. But when we sit down, we've had many meetings and many trainings with the principals and the teachers in that regard. And I know that it was, I think, for this upcoming year, 70% is the target right now, and they're really close to that. Some of them have exceeded that target already, so I think we're getting there. I can't tell you what exactly. I mean, what if we don't hit the 100% mark? But I think we're well on our way to. They're fully aware. They're working towards it. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens next, but. But if anything, even if they don't hit that target, they're really striving for that. And as a result, I think we're improving what we're doing all the time. One thing with, I mean, and beyond the third grade, when we start talking about, our district-wide, all grades, especially in the upper grades, we really had a push the last few years on standards-based grading and changing, you know, eliminating the fluff and really focusing on the standards and improving some of those things. The state had all the elementary teachers. It was a requirement that they go through the letters training, so they have a little better understanding on how to teach reading and so forth. It was a tough thing to do because it was a lot of work. But so I think they're improving their skills. Hopefully that'll translate to better assessment and test scores. And right now I'm seeing that bar move a little bit, and I think we'll get real close and hopefully we're where we need to be when the time comes. But it's not for lack of trying. They're working really hard to get there. So I feel really good about where we are as a district when it comes to that. And I showed you, I think last time, I talked a little bit about on the Data Gateway some of the compare schools. And I feel like if we're in trouble, there's a lot more that's in a lot more trouble than us. I think we're doing a great job. We have great teachers. We have some of the best in the state. And I think... and I'm glad the bar set high. I honestly think kids should be reading all proficient at that level because it drives all other academic areas. So I think we're getting there. Do we have it completely, you know, in grasp? I don't know. I think eventually we might, but right now it's just a work in progress. So we'll continue to work hard and strive for the goals that the state sets for us.
I think one thing that's really helping is our full-day kindergarten.
Absolutely.
I see great progress in academics and reading and,
oh, yeah,
and in math from the benefit of having full-day kindergarten.
I couldn't agree more. The one missing component there, and I know Jill can speak to this because we've had this conversation when she was principal at Ashman, was unfortunately not all kids come at the same level prepared when they enter school. And a lot of that is what happens at home before they get to that point. And I wish we had a magic wand for that in particular. If we could fix that and then couple it with the all-day kindergarten, I think we'd be in a lot better place. But we have kids that have a whole lot of other challenges. And that's the key is, you know, I showed you on that Monroe Elementary when we were talking 49% economically disadvantaged. That also lends itself to probably not a high percentage of families that focus on education before they get to school. And I wish it was different. But we'll take them all, and we'll teach them all, and hopefully we'll get them where they need to be. So that's the goal. Anybody else?
Any other questions or comments? Mr. Willis?
Thank you.
Chad?
Yeah, the all-day kindergarten thing, Jill probably led out for the whole state on that. And
we loved it. That was the best thing about it.
And then you got punished for it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Lost money for that one.
Yeah, lost money because you were the leader. And
taken away.
That's how the state works.
Good story.
Just a couple one item that's not on my agenda, and... just because I didn't touch base with the superintendent, so I'm not aware if he informed the board or not. But yesterday during our staffing meetings, or Monday during our staffing meetings, we were informed by Mrs. Roundy, Amy, that she would be retiring at the end of this school year. So just so you're all aware, we have opened that position already, and we'll be accepting applications in-house for her principal position at Ashman. So I think some people in the district were aware she was close to retirement. I was not expecting that.
She finished up her 27th year when I was.
Yeah.
I knew that, but apparently no one else did.
Yeah. We'd keep her around forever.
But she's good. She's amazing.
We'll hopefully get a good pool of candidates, and we'll let you know how that goes, and get your approval on hire like we normally do before we pull the trigger on that. So is that in the next couple weeks?
Yeah,
we'll be interviewing for that.
I think it was like the 12th or something. Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Okay. So then the number one item on my agenda is we've received the bids and for the Northster Middle School safety remodel. We received several bids. I'm recommending that we award the bid to Tusher Contracting, who has been doing most of our projects. They came in at $499,000 on this job, which is within our budget. It's actually right at our budget mark that I had budgeted for this job. Just so the board is aware, they were not the low bid. The low bid was, I believe it was $45,000 less, but with the whole scoring criteria, they were the number one scorer. So we obviously take into account experience, references, similar jobs. We have a whole scoring criteria that we go through, and Tusher won out after the final scoring. So I would recommend awarding that bid to them, and then that job will not begin until school gets out in May.
But you know what? One of the things I really liked about them, just looking from the outside in, is they kept all of their construction stuff in specific look. It wasn't like a big mess everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just kept care of, and you could still get around and mm-hmm. do what you needed to do without tripping over them all the time. And the guys were very respectful. I mean, they were very nice when you talked to them. And
nobody
just,
had called or anything.
I felt like they were just really good when I was
No, they've been there. They've been great to work with on all these projects they've been doing for us. The current one over at the high school, I mean, you really wouldn't even know that the auditorium's being remodeled unless you happen to break through the doors that they have, you know, taped off and sealed. It's been dusty in the building, but that's kind of hard to control. Any other questions or comments on that, awarding that contract?
I agree with Tasher. I worked with them on other projects, so I'm great with it. I'm just wondering who the role was.
It was Nelson Contracting, Dustin Nelson, which is, I'm glad to see him, you know, other people putting in on jobs like that. He's put in on a few now and hasn't been able to get, he did do our updates at Cedar Ridge High School with the teen center. Nelson Contracting did that, so it's just nice that the last few jobs that we've bid, we've had a big turnout to our walkthroughs and people interested in the jobs, and then we're getting more than one or two bids. We're getting three or four or five legitimate bids here to look at. So yeah, Nelson was the low. Tusher was, like I said, about $45,000 higher, but their experience and references and different criteria kind of won out. So the only other thing on my item is just project update. The only other real big project going on is that auditorium remodel, and it's going really well. Still right on schedule. I don't think there's been any any real hiccups on that job thus far. Timing-wise, it should still be done by around the end of school or June. I think the painters were supposed to be in there this week and start painting, so we're already kind of moving into the some of the finished trades. So that project's moving along. I'm excited for the school and those that are involved in, you know, especially the drama programs and things like that. I think they're going to be excited when they get in there and see how nice the sound system will be, and the lighting updates. And I mean, it's going to look nice because we're going to put new paint, new chairs and carpet, but the functionality is going to be really nice as well. The new operator's booth or whatever you want to call that is probably triple the size of what it was before, and it's actually up high. It's just going to be really functional for anybody that's holding an event in that auditorium. So it'll be nice. I think the Amy thing was the only other thing I wanted to bring up. So that's all I have, unless there's any questions for me. If you want to ask for the boards for a motion on that safety remodel bid and awarding it to Tusher, that would be probably the time's right now. So
thank you. All right, then, we'd entertain a motion to award the bid. Special contracting is played by Chad. We'd entertain a motion for that.
I'll make that motion.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll support that awarding of the bid to Tusher Contracting. Is there anything else that we need to discuss or that anybody wants to bring up?
One thing before we go, I just want to give a shout out to the CTE Center. Jennifer and Dustin invited me to a CAPS workshop this last week. It was incredible the things that kids are doing. It's more than just an internship. They're taking kids that careers that they are interested in, and they're giving them real work experience and actually getting jobs with people that they work with. And I think they're on the right path with that. They're doing a great thing, but one of the things they're really trying to push our schools to get more involved with it. And it seems like South Sevier was really kind of on board. The lady, South Sevier, seemed like they were getting going, but North Sevier, you know, a little struggling there. But GWAB has it down, and they're doing some amazing things. And I wouldn't even be opposed with our kids going and spending some time with GWAB to see what, you know, how they're working their project. They're using their Chamber of Commerce and just going for it.
Yeah, so we had a meeting this morning with all the high school principals, counselors, assistant principals, Dustin, Jen. And just looking at what we can do with the CTE program to move forward and maybe some other teachers to get involved, maybe look at the capstone piece is in place, right? But that targets generally a kind of your upper echelon kids. We're looking at that next tier of kids that can maybe benefit from other, like, more trades type courses. And so we're brainstorming right now, looking at some other options as far as other teachers that can provide. And that's the one thing that came out of it is, look, the CTE Center's here for a purpose. Let's maximize it the best we can. And they do a great job, you're right, but that was kind of the consensus is, we're good there. Let's look at some other things that we can do to so that it's usable and more beneficial to all students. And so there's a lot of things going on with that, and I think it's in a good place. We just need to look at the future. What does it look like?
And that's why I told him, I said, if I would have known about this, we're working on a grant for our town. I said, I've been sitting here using AI, creating a concept design. And if I had known about it, I would have loved to go and grab a kid from the high school and sit down with me and do a concept design with the kid. We did a grant to get new lights for the baseball field. A kid that wanted to do engineering or electrical to sit down and have them. I mean, it's out there. If you use your chamber, use your talents. You can use different kids for at every academic level.
And Jalee Alger, who's working with them as well, she's the Pathways coordinator, and she's, especially with the internships, getting kids connected with different businesses in the area. You know, and one of the principals brought up, maybe we should look outside of the county. And Jalee said, there's opportunity here that we're not maximizing right now. Let's focus on that. So it was a good discussion, about a two-hour meeting this morning that really brought that to the forefront and said, hey, we got to put our heads together and make this the best possible program.
Well, I was impressed with Jennifer and Dustin. That was an amazing workshop. I loved it.
Yeah, know that.
Thank you for bringing that up, Jill, and mentioning that. Anything else? Then, if not, I would entertain a motion that we dismiss.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You adjourn.